It should be that he can simply be reinstated, that a new inauguration date is set, and Biden is told to move out of the White House, and President Trump should be moved back in.
First of all, that woman's a lawyer. Second of all, she's a former Trump campaign attorney. Now the twice impeached Florida retiree is reportedly telling people his reinstatement is imminent as he prepares to return to the campaign trail. On Saturday, Trump gives the keynote at the North Carolina State GOP convention, which promises to be a wing-ding. The big lie tour continues in Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Alabama. For more, we welcome back tonight Juanita Tolliver, veteran political strategist to Progressive Candidates and Causes, and Bill Kristol, author, writer, thinker, Politico, veteran of the Reagan-Bush administrations, editor-at-large at The Bulwark. So, Juanita, first of all, Sidney Powell continues to make the University of North Carolina Law School so proud, I'm guessing. If Trump's going back on the road, is that worse news for Republicans or Democrats?
I feel like it's absolutely worse news for Republicans, because what they've benefited from is him being out of the spotlight, as we know, a reasonably questionable blogger at this stage, and also potentially facing indictment. So him being out on the trail is absolutely something that they're going to have to respond to and confront, because they're still trying to attract the same base that we know Trump goes out and riles up at every single rally or event that he's ever held. And when I look at the statements from Powell or other people at the QAnon event, which, let's be real, is identified as a domestic terrorist organization, it's like they're trying to roll out the carpet for Trump.